You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio back at the Accessible Media Symposium in London at our Grimaldi building. And I'm with Marie Campbell from Red Bee Media. Marie, how have you found the last couple of days of the symposium?
It's been amazingly interesting just to see broadcasters, streamers, tech people, researchers, AD users all come together talking about what accessibility, what good accessibility looks like and what it should be looking like in the future. It's been inspirational.
And I suppose for you as sort of Red Bee Media, you're providing AD for broadcasters, mm-hmm. whether that's live AD or recorded, mm-hmm. and to be able to be here with other sort of providers and, as you say, with blind and partially sighted people, the end user, must be really good to have that sort of collaboration.
It does. It feels very collaborative. It's like we're in a chain. We're kind of all part of this community that wants to provide the best AD we can. And it happens because of the kind of collaboration in the room, the connections and the consistency around what AD should be and when it's at its best, what it can be, like live audio description is a kind of innovation that we've done in recent years. Yeah, it's great. It's great to hear all the voices.
And today we've had the launch of a paper about the AI for AD project. And is that something that you've seen coming into description for broadcasters for television and stuff?
It's coming. It's not quite in the UK yet. In terms of synthetic voices, I've seen how much improvement they've been in recent years. And we do have synthetic voice workflows for other customers. But it's, you know, it will happen. I think AD users, from their feedback, it's appropriate on certain types of content where you don't need kind of emotional nuance and where, you know, your storytelling, that still needs that human describer. But in terms of how we can scale up accessibility, because not everything, like short form content, not everything is accessible. So how can we harness technology to make more content accessible? Because that's what everyone wants.
Indeed, indeed. And I suppose that short content, it's possibly part of adding, I suppose, description at the beginning in that creative process.
Yes, and we've got to make it easy. Well, this is not a job for me as a describer, but it's got to be made easy for the creators, the UGCs, the user-generated content, the people who are putting up the reels on Instagram. The platforms have got to make it easy and attractive to do. Subtitling, you see it more and more on social media clips and short-form content. And we're beginning to see accessibility in terms of audio description in adverts. So it's expanding. It's all great.
And I suppose, you know, sort of having the AI generated AD, but also that coming in and everything else, and I suppose working on live events now as well, has that changed the way you as a company write your description?
I think for live AD, you really want to be in the room with the person. It's the live experience. So what I say to describers who are going on it, it doesn't matter if you fluff a word, you know, it shows that you're in the room. You can't correct it anyway. There's no re-recording. There's only one take and that's you on air. So it's absolutely fine. Just correct yourself, move on and just keep going. And I think the audience appreciate that. I think they understand that it's not an easy job describing live content.
And I suppose the skills and techniques, has that changed at all for description?
Well, I think we always should remember we are talking to someone. I think the audience is at the heart of everything that we do. And so always remembering that in whatever we're doing, whether it's pre-recorded or live audio description, you know, is key.
And what will you take away from the symposium? Obviously the collaboration and everybody else and stuff. What else might you take away?
I think for me, the interesting thing, the session that we're about to have as well is about automation and having seen how subtitling has changed in the past 20 years and seeing where tools can be used to facilitate what we do well in order to provide at scale. That's really interesting because I'm all in the kind of editorial weeds. I love, you know, working out how to make something accessible. And so seeing how machines and large language models can be harnessed potentially, it's not there yet. There's a lot of kind of inconsistency, mistakes. And we know that the audience, you know, in terms of trust, it's important that we're accurate. And so it's waiting to see where that technology can take us. It's really interesting.
Well, Marie, I better let you go to the next part of the symposium. But thank you very much indeed for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby. Lovely to see you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.